Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Glad you're with us.
Yes, we are, because we are on the road with Abraham and his son Isaac and a couple of servants. Where are we on the road to? What is happening, Jeannie?
Okay, well, let me first start off with, I'd like to review, because we're going through Hebrews, the little snippet, is that the right word? That the Lord says in Hebrews about Abraham 11:17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, we spent a lot of time talking about that yesterday, everybody gets tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises, so God had promised that the seed was going to come through his son, it says that he who received the promises offered up his only begotten son, interesting words.
Yes.
And of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. And this is an insight into Abraham's thinking. Concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. So, wow. So Abraham did take it out to the farthest extreme. Yes. You know, if I do this, what God's asking me, I know he cannot keep his promise to me. I mean, he's grown. He knows this now. I know that I know after all he's taken me through and proved that God will fulfill his promise, and he's made it so clear that the promise is coming through this boy. This boy's got to be alive to have that happen.
This is the lineage leading to the Messiah.
Right.
This is the multitude that will follow.
Right.
Yeah. We're included in that. Sons and daughters of Abraham by faith.
So a lot is hanging on that. And even though Abraham doesn't know all those details, he does know the promise is coming through this live boy.
Right.
And so for us to read in Hebrews that while he was in this place after he got this command from God, he was concluding in himself that God was able to raise him even from the dead. So I don't know. You think of God asking us to do something and you think, okay, I know the Lord gave this to me. He made it really clear that he wants to do this thing, wants to do this work. And now, if I follow it through down this path that doesn't seem suicidal, doesn't seem like it's going to be where I think it should go, you know, well, God's able to resurrect it, you know, so it'll still work out in the end because God is going to be true to his promises.
Yes.
So I just appreciate that insight that he was thinking that. And then when we're back to Genesis 22, which we started reading last time, verse 1 says that God tested Abraham. And then he said, take your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and then offer him as a burnt offering. So, and it says that he gathered up the wood, he saddled his donkey, he took his son, and he took two men with him. And then verse 4 says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. So it's a three-day journey to get there.
Yeah.
So he had 3 days to really think about,
consider the death of his son.
Consider letting go of his son. God going to raise him from the dead if I do this thing? I just, you know, wow, talk about testing. I mean, this is just to the further level.
To the limit.
Yeah, to the limit. And obviously he's not talking about it to anybody because we're going to find out his son asked some questions.
Right.
So he's holding this inside of him all by himself.
Right.
Whether or not he told his wife, I sort of doubt it because she probably wouldn't have let him go.
Sure.
She probably even questioned, like in the movie, why are you going over there? It's a dangerous place. Why are you driving? Don't take our boy.
The movie His Only Son.
Yes. If you haven't seen it, we've mentioned it several times, you should see it. It'll come to life when we're going through these scriptures and for you to read it. So 3 days, and also the 3 days is kind of interesting because as I read in one of your sermons, that it was 3 days that Jesus was in the grave, right?
Yes.
And then there was the resurrection. So another, is it typology or another that is used here?
Type of Christ, yeah.
3 days of traveling, 3 days of living with the thought that his son was going to die, and 3 days of reassuring himself and God's promises that God would raise him from the dead.
Yeah.
And then Jesus being crucified, and the third day he was raised from the dead.
And everything that we know about Isaac is he was a good boy.
He obviously was a good boy.
Yeah.
He showed honor to his father. And I was also thinking that this is Isaac's, because Isaac was not immune to his testing of his faith. And he's a grown, well, he's a lad, but still a teenager. Mm-hmm. And his faith needed to be tested too, and will continue to be tested as he grew in the Lord, because the lineage is going to go through him next, you know?
Yeah.
So he's watching this whole thing unfold, thinking, I don't even know where we're going and what we're doing, but I trust my father. So this is his trial as well. And anyway, on the third day, he lifted up his eyes and he saw the place. And Abraham said to his young men, this is so cool, stay here with the donkey, and the lad and I will go yonder and worship. And then he says to them, and we will be back.
Yes.
My gosh. Doesn't that give you chills?
It does, and that is
before
faith.
It even happened. He knew he was going up, commanded to sacrifice his son, believing that God would resurrect him and that we would come back.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That is huge.
Those are words of faith.
Yep.
So I was dancing when I read that.
What sticks out to me in that real quick is he says, we're going to go worship. And so it puts... it puts more meat on the bones to the idea of worship. Because sometimes we say, well, we're going to worship. Oh, where's the guitar and where's the singing? And that's not necessarily worship. It might just be a guitar and singing.
Right.
But worship means when you...
surrender.
You surrender your will to God.
Yeah.
And that's giving God his proper place and you your proper place. You know, one of the other translations of the word worship is to turn and to kiss. And that is a demonstration of affection. So because we love God, Abraham, because I love God, I'm going to go do and bow to his will over mine. His will be done and not mine. And he calls it worship. I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, even in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus starts out with, you know, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. That's worship.
Yes.
Recognizing who he is, and then you're submitting yourself to him, and then you go into your request. Cool. This is like such, even though I know this event so much, I've read it so many times, I still get all excited. Yeah, what's next?
Yeah. And because one of the reasons why we get excited is because Abraham doesn't know the whole story.
No.
And neither does Isaac.
Yeah. So maybe someday our kids or grandkids will talk about some event in our life and say, you know, and then they went through this and then they did this. And this is what happened at the end. And because they end up knowing the whole story, the whole picture.
Right.
Okay. So now it's been 3 days. They arrive there. And so verse 6, so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and he laid it on the back of his son Isaac.
By the way, all of this is happening before the giving of the law.
Right.
So the whole sacrificial system has not yet been laid out.
Right.
But yet he is enacting, you know, the picture of the temple and the sacrifices.
Which is substitution for our sins. So,
exactly.
Yeah, the death penalty and had to be served because life is so precious, and that's the most precious thing that can be given up.
And the wages of sin is death.
And so there's a substitute that comes in.
Right.
And
we
so,
can't pay for our sins, so Christ paid for them for us.
Right.
And he becomes our substitutional sacrifice.
Right. The Lamb of God, John called him.
Yes.
Okay, so we're in verse 6, and he's got the wood on the back of his son, which I thought was interesting because Jesus carried the cross.
Carried the cross, yeah.
On his back.
And we're really, even our dog's getting excited.
Okay.
We're out of time.
Oh, really? Well, we're going to get to the place where Isaac's going to ask his dad, what's going on, Dad? Okay, that'll be next.
That'll be next. In the next exciting episode.
Yeah.
So, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us the insights into your word, allowing us to ponder how these things played out between you and your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. Bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage us through this word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.